Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a big girl.
Hey girl, hey, I am Kim A and welcome to Big Girl Chronicles, where we are not skinny, but we are good and plenty, okay? Big Girl Chronicles is a show for all my plus size queens, and we are here to rewrite your life script and teach you how to love yourself unapologetically.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you all are having a wonderful week. I am excited. I have my coach and someone who is dear to me. I love her so much, and she is one of the biggest reasons why we have Big Girl Chronicles today.
And her name is LaResha Kane, but we all call her Queen Coach LaResha.
And I hope she goes into why we call her that. But she truly is that, you know. So I wanted to just read her bio first, and then we'll get into it. Welcome, LaResha. I'm happy you're here.
Hello, Queen Kim. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited.
I am too.
So I would love to just share who you are. So Queen yes. Coach LaResha is a humanitarian, international speaker, media mogul, and transformation strategist. She has more than 20 years in ministry and has served as a co-pastor and a women's ministry president. Under a prophetic anointing, she currently travels local and international platforms, preaching messages of healing, deliverance, hope, and the love of God. She has preached, mentored, and coached countless others, encouraging and empowering them to live beyond the residual effects of life's challenges. She's received her minister's license at Truth Apostolic Community Church. Shout out to them. 8318 under the late District Elder Anthony C. Williams and Dr. Betty Williams in San Diego, California, under Pentecostal Assembly of the World. In 2008, she was ordained as co-pastor of House of Refuge, Worship Center in Plano, Texas. In 2001, she obtained an associate's degree in child development from San Diego Community College. She is a 2006 graduate of the CCAPP, California Consortium of Addiction Programs and Professions in Alcohol and Drug Counseling. She has become a substance abuse counselor. She is a 2014 graduate of Light University and has obtained a professional life coaching certificate in grief and loss. In 2021, LaResha has received a PhD in humanities from Eldon Solution College of Ministry. Her accomplishments include being founder and CEO of award-winning CEO of Kadum Broadcast Network and Queendom Global Network. Queendom Global Network is a platform for all women to provide broadcasting opportunities as radio announcers in fashion, sports, ministry, business, and entertainment. She has had the opportunity to interview celebrities, athletes, and artists such as Candace Parker, Jamie Foxx, Jeffrey Osborne, Kyrie Irving, and more. Or maybe it's Kyrie. I apologize if I'm saying the name wrong. She has been interviewed on numerous television and radio programs, including WGSR1 Gospel Sound Radio and the Sherry Bronson Show. Additionally, she has been nominated for several awards, A&M Gospel Indie Music Awards, Gospel Choice Music Awards, and a Woman to Watch Award. Queendom Global Network is the home of Queendom Radio and Covenant Gospel Radio. She is the host of Queendom Living with host Queen Coach LaRusha. Queendom Living is the internationally syndicated show that airs on 8 stations. The show is to assist women to rise, soar, empower, and transform into the you that they are intended to be. LaRusha is CEO and founder of Heal a Woman, Heal the World International. Heal a Woman and Heal the World International provide education, resources, and tools for women globally in the area of gender equality, women and girls' rights, human trafficking, pregnancy loss and infant mortality, and more. Today, we have an online community that allows women globally to come together and encourage one another. Queendom Global Network has provided resources for the less fortunate in America, the Gambia, and Nigeria. Additionally, 2015 to 2016, she has served as the WNBA Los Angeles Sparks Ambassador for the We Are Women campaign, African American liaison and advocate for Harriet Tubman Charter School, board of director for Brenda's Heart Foundation. Oh, you see why we have her on today's show? This is Queen Coach LaRusha. She is all of this. She has been all of this for me in my life. I would like to jump in, you know, to just say I knew LaRusha when I was a little girl at Truth, like we mentioned in her bio, Truth Apostolic Community Church. And I was a young girl, and her and her family was going there as well. And so that's how I knew LaRusha. And even just now, as the years have gone by, you know, and life has gone on, I want to personally say how you were, I'm not going to cry now. Because I feel my eyes watering up.
Oh.
But I'm going to get through this. You were one of the very few, okay, that you saw more in me than what others would, you know, to others. Oh, that's just Kim. Mm-hmm. That's those of you who are maybe listening who went to Truth. Oh, that's just Evangelist Dorothy Murray's daughter.
Yes.
That's all. She's just pulling on the coattails,
yes,
of her mom, you know, but you treated me as someone. You acknowledged me. You treated me as someone that was actually important, you know, and so that means a lot to me. And you being my coach, and you definitely coached me through a lot, you know, just having how to support those who are grieving, how to get through traumatic situations. We currently have our own one-on-one sessions. When I tell you that is important in your life, doesn't mean that you're crazy or doesn't mean something's wrong with you, but to have someone who can hold you accountable, who can coach you through, you know, overcoming traumas in life and living unapologetically.
Yeah.
That's who you are to me. So all my queens out there, that's who LaRusha is and how we know one another. I know I said a lot. I want to give you an opportunity to say anything.
Oh, my God. I am just so excited to be here. I'm excited to, when you invited me on the show, I was shocked. I was like, she want me on her platform? And I kind of such an honor and a privilege to be here. And as you have said, that I have known you through the years, and you've always been this beautiful person with all this personality, but it just seemed like you had to hold it back and be more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years of seeing you, and even working with you, seeing you transform, seeing you grow, seeing you with your own show, I am so excited for you and the woman that you are, not the woman you're becoming, because we always say, oh, you know, we can't wait to become something.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the woman that you are today, and I celebrate you and you living unapologetically. And I love, 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 love to see you up, you know, encourage and inspire other women. You are amazing, and I love you, and I thank you for allowing me this opportunity to come on your platform.
Yes, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And just to share a little bit, I remember, you know, one of our personal sessions, you said, and this is when I was in San Diego at that time, and we were talking about grief at that time, I remember, but you even said, what do you think about your own radio show? And I was like, what? Because I've always wanted to do this, but I didn't have the confidence, or I didn't think, you know, oh, it's not going to go over well. I just had so many doubts about it. But, you know, for you to even see something in me and see that in me and to birth that, you're so instrumental in my life. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I remember that night. It was late in the evening.
Yeah.
And I remember coming out my bedroom, going in the living room, us having that conversation. And you've always been prolific. You've always been, you have good penmanship. I mean, you're good with the pen. You're good with rapping and all the things that you do. But I also knew that you had a story. I knew that you had something that was more, even deeper than what we have seen. And I knew that it would help transform the lives of others. So in that conversation, I didn't even think about it. It was like, she needs a show. And then we had the conversation. You said Big Girl Chronicles. I was like, yes, because there's no one doing what you do.
Yeah.
You are in your own lane.
Yeah.
And I was just, I remember saying, dominating your lane. Dominating your lane.
Mm-hmm.
And I am seeing you do just that. And I am so, so, so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of her. I love her to life.
I love you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm sure our listeners have been hearing us say Queendom Global Network and Queendom Living. And I know that this is probably a question they have, but can you share what is Queendom Living, or what birthed Queendom Global Network?
Well, what sparked Queendom Living, I'm going to start there, was the fact that I was seeing women live beneath their privileges. Mm-hmm. I was seeing women not loving themselves unconditionally. We love everyone else. And even the Bible tells us, love your neighbor as yourself. So as I began to coach, I would have clients and they would tell me about their husbands, their boyfriends, and everyone else. But when I say, how are you showing up for yourself? They had a problem in that area. And so I started having to have them to look at what was holding them back in that area and creating self-love contracts. And it kind of just blossomed from that. But it made me look at my life and say, how important is Queendom Living? Because it's not a motto. It's something that you are. It's
yeah.
a transformation of your mindset. It's a transformation of your being. And you live that. Queen Elizabeth doesn't wake up and put on a crown and become Queen Elizabeth. She is that. She is the embodiment of that. And so us as women, we are the embodiment of it. We are the sum total of what we believe.
Mm.
So whatever you believe is what you're going to become.
Come on.
If you believe that you are a queen, you're going to start looking like it, acting like it, sounding like it, and you're going to ascend into it. But if you believe that you are everything that society says that you are, that's what you're going to be. So Queendom Living came from that mindset. It came from me receiving clients that came to me from just for self-care. And I'm empowering them to be their authentic selves and love themselves holistically.
Woo! Yes! That's come on. It's more than just something that's trendy. You know,
yes.
It is your lifestyle. You walk that out. You talk
yes.
that out. That's just what you breathe and you eat and you sleep.
Yes.
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 I love it. Yes,
it's
yes, yes.
More than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of self-care,
yes.
September is self-care month.
Yes.
So what is your self-care regimen? It's important for self-care, I'm telling you. So what is your regimen, or how important is self-care in one's life?
Self-care is everything. It is the oxygen for us. And when we don't take care of ourselves, how can we fully give ourselves to someone else? Because we're not giving to ourselves. So I grew up with a mother that was big on self-care and self-love. So for me, I practice self-care from night to day. So when I go to bed at night, my nighttime starts about 6. And I have an alarm to tell me to go to bed or power down. So I start phasing off the social media. And I get myself ready. There was a season when I did the essential oils and the sound of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I love a good bath. I always tell women, don't take a hot bath and then take a warm to cool, because a hot just stimulates you and you wake up again.
Yeah.
But the cool relaxes you. And so after I do that, I really take time to love on myself. I lather my, you know, with the lotions, all of that.
Yeah.
And I like a good body splash. And I like to go to bed smelling good.
Yeah.
But also, I have a confession that I say at night. Mm-hmm. There's a book that I read at night. I go to bed in peace. I don't have clutter and confusion around me, because
yeah.
the next day I want to wake up fully alert, fully in tune, and
yes.
fully engaged with God and myself, living vertically more than focusing on my horizontal. So that's what I do. I show up for myself at a certain time of night. It's not about nobody else. It's
yeah.
really all about me. And a lot of people don't really understand that self-care is dimensional. It's not one dimension.
Mm.
And so self-care, it consists of physical, financial, spiritual, environmental, intellectual, your sexual, relational self, your social, your occupational, emotional, and your psychological aspect. So if you're not taking care of yourself on all those dimensions, and you are off on one, then
mm.
you're off on all, because it's like a wheel. So when you don't show up for yourself and master those areas, and
yeah.
you're lacking, it's just like, if we just feed our spirit, man, that's good.
Yeah.
But what about the physical? What about the emotional? What about the intellectual?
Yeah.
We are not supposed to just praise God with our emotional being, but in our intellect as well. So if I'm not engaging from an intellectual standpoint, then there's a deficiency. And we see it now that there's a lot of people that are deficient. So they create a self-care awareness month so they can highlight it and say, self-care is the oxygen that we do.
Yes.
And if we don't get enough oxygen, we understand what happens. So I'm saying in this month, queens, kings that are listening, please practice self-care. Make it not just something you do, but make it in your lifestyle.
Come on. Yes. And you check in too. You make sure. So did you do your self-care
yes.
this week? What did you do for your self-care?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, but it's so true. It is
yes.
so true. Even if it's for me, even if it was just 5 minutes that I just walked around the block, but
yes.
just getting that air or breathe, not just breathing how we regular girls go throughout the day breathing, but just literally taking some time to inhale and exhale.
Yes.
That's just huge, even right there. You know,
that is
yeah.
such, it lessens your anxiety.
Yeah.
And your fears and your stress when you intentionally
yes.
breathe. We do a lot of shallow breathing and surface breathing, but we don't do a lot of belly breathing. And when we don't practice that, we find ourselves with anxiety and worry, all of that. So if I'm saying to the person that's on there here right now that is full of anxiety, fear, and stress, I want you to do at least 3 good belly breaths. Take it from your nose, pull it to your belly, let it sit,
yes.
and then slowly exhale. And another thing I am big on, if I never say anything, I'm big on journaling. I journal. I am an avid journaler.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get caught up and I'm writing, I write out of the college bound notebooks now. And I find myself sometimes, you know, 8 pages because I'm not just talking about if I love somebody or all of those different things, but I'm talking to God about myself and asking him to show me my blind spots so I don't have any of those in my life. I want to live a whole life. I don't want to think I'm okay, but I want to be healthy and whole. So self-care takes you from a place of healing to a place of wholeness.
Yes. So, yes, queen.
Yes.
Right. We're going to take care of ourselves.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are this month and every month after. Yes.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
Well, speaking of queens, and listen, we are queens, ladies, and kings, like Larissa said, out there. So queens are not self-appointed to a throne, but they ascend to the throne. What did your ascension process consist of?
Ooh, okay, that was a good one. Well, one, the Lord, we moved from San Diego to Texas. And I was thinking, well, there's a fresh start, something new. But literally in a year, I spent my time prayer, fasting, and all kinds of things. And one of the things that I had to be real honest with myself about was that I had been raped and molested when I was younger. And I had to start dealing with the hurt and the traumas and all of those things. And a lot of times we want to ascend to something. And I'm not saying that you have to let everything go. As you ascend, some things fall off. But I had to be real with myself. Mm. And I had to identify the problems that were in my life. Then I had to stop blaming other people and stop being a victim. Because I'm not a victim. I'm victorious.
Yes.
And then I had to forgive. Whew. Whether it was God, whether it's myself, whether it's somebody else. I had to forgive. And then I had to learn how to love myself in the correct way.
Mm.
And so I took a lot of time learning and also breaking generational curses, generational mindsets, those generational pathologies. I had to deal with my interpersonal and intrapersonal relationship, but I also had to deal with, we always talk about generational curses, but transgenerational curses. So there was a lot of cleaning up I had to do. And within that, being away from my family in a strange place, I felt like Esther, being in a strange place. And then God said, now it's time. And I was like, now it's time what? And I remember being called into the pastorate and being ordained. And Apostle Paula Green came over to me. She laid hands on me. And she said, you have the Esther's anointing. Didn't know what it was. Walked away, came back. She said, you had a double portion of the Esther's anointing. And over the years, you know, things have been said like your life is a living prophetic word. And I just been living that out. But I had to be okay with all the things that I had gone through and realizing that they don't define me. But if I allow God to use those things and to process them things, that he would turn all that trauma, all that pain, all that hurt, all rejection, the divorce, and everything into a mighty testimony. So my ascension to others may have looked messy, but it was a blessing to God and to me. And he used all my mess ups, all my hangups, the good, bad, the ugly, and the indifferent.
Yes.
And for that, I'm grateful. So today they call me Queen Coastal Russia because I went through the preparation process and still going through preparation. And there is a throne and there is a reward when we get to the other side. So
come on.
I did a lot of crying. A lot of journaling. There were some people I had to let go of.
Woo!
I had to set boundaries.
Yes.
I couldn't hang out with Negative Nancy and the people
that
I was part of my life and pat me on my back or wanted me to stay stuck with him. I had to be able to say that it's okay. And I'm a loyal person, so I'm like, oh, I don't want to be disloyal.
Yeah.
That's not being disloyal. You're being disloyal to yourself. Woo! You don't put yourself first.
Yes.
It's not selfish. It's self-full. So
Come on.
Full of what God has for me and not living around and being around people that just tolerate me and don't love me. Mm. People that celebrate me instead of just saying, okay, well, here's something. No. I want to experience love in every way. And
yes.
That's what that was about. First, yes. Getting back into vertical alignment with God himself, like I was supposed to be. Then my horizontal relationships would be in alignment with God. But I wasn't in right alignment. So my preparation process, it stripped me of a lot of superficial things and things that did not matter.
Yeah.
And it aligned me with him. And now I'm able to spread that to others.
Ooh, my God. I love that. Yeah. I'm not selfish. I'm selfful.
Self-full.
And then I'm not a victim. I am victorious.
Yes.
Can we add that to our affirmation list, Queen?
Yes.
Come on.
We do that every day.
Yes.
Oh,
thank
God.
Yes. That was good. I just needed that reminder myself. Thank you. Yes.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, don't say nothing else because that would be another conversation.
Listen, we're going to bring you back because we can speak on a lot of things.
Oh, my Jesus.
And speaking of living as a queen and living that out, you know, Queendom Living, you've launched Queendom Living Academy.
Yes.
So what is Queendom Living Academy all about?
Queendom Living Academy is really for women that see themselves transcending from one place to another. They know they're stuck. They know they're tired. They know that they're hurting. They know all of these things, but it's for high achieving, high functional women that look like they have it all together, but they don't. And it's on the inside. So Queendom Living helps you to get in touch with yourself.
Mm.
But also it's restorative.
Mm.
It's a sisterhood. It's a place of love. It's a place of covenant. It's a place where you don't have to wear a mask.
Come on.
And right now we have launched our 3-week program, and it's about helping women to reconnect with themselves, rewrite their life script,
and
to rebuild their lives. And by doing that, you know, they'll be able to live the life that God has for them and to live out their purpose, destiny, and their dreams. And not living the life that someone else said they should. Because a lot of us are living out a script that someone else wrote. And so therefore, we find ourselves, you know, back in the day, when I was growing up, we had, what do you call, albums, where you put the needle on there, and when it got split, it just keep hiccuping that same part. Well, that's a lot of our lives are like. We find ourselves on repeat constantly. Constant repeat. We think we better, then we go back to the same cycle. Go back to the same cycle. So I help them to identify self-sabotaging thoughts, about emotional eating, or why we do things emotionally. Why are we on autopilot? Fight, flight, or freeze. So we do a lot of things to help the women to really see where they are, to identify it. Proper tools, proper steps, and resources to get them to live their best life. So I am in love with Queendom Living Academy, and I am looking forward to the 18th when we launch our first day.
Okay.
I'm just ready to go forward in that.
Oh, my goodness. That is exciting. So any of us, do we still have the chance? Is there a deadline to enroll in Queendom Living Academy?
No.
Okay.
It's still open. If your listeners want to be a part of it, I will also give them a discount because it is your listener. So if
y'all hear that,
that's it. If you say that you listen to Big Girl Chronicles, you will get a discount.
Come on. Y'all get this discount. I'm telling you, it's life changing. Queen Coach Laresha will transform your life, no doubt.
Thank you.
My goodness. Yes. This is exciting. And where else can our listeners, you know, listen to you, or where can we find you? How can we connect with you?
Well, I have a website. They can connect with me on queencoachlaresha.com.
Yes.
Simply, queencoachlaresha.com.
Yes.
I am on Instagram.
Yes.
I am on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And I am on TikTok.
Okay. You joined the TikTok crew.
I am over on TikTok. I'm TikToking now. So,
okay.
So I am there. So if you have any questions or anything, you want to connect with me, you
yes.
can always connect with me on those platforms, or you can go straight to my website and find out more information
yes.
about me there as well. And it has links to Queendom Global Network and other things as well.
Absolutely. And I will have this in the description on Blog Talk Radio as well. So when you all are listening, you're reading the description, you'll see all her information. So.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I hate to cut this right now, but I do want to have you back on the show. And I
sure.
thank you again. I can't thank you enough for everything. Thank you for joining us here. Big Girl Chronicles.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Queens, I hope you all feel inspired. If you don't, you know, I don't know what to say, but you should be feeling some type of inspiration. You know, I hope you feel empowered today after
yes.
listening to this show.
Yes.
You know, and like we always say, we are not skinny. But we are good and plenty, okay? So until next time, thank you for tuning in. Thank you again, Queen Coach Laresha.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Thank you, listening audience, for tuning in. We appreciate you.
Yes. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
I'm a big girl.
That was good, man.